He's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney, and the 2016 NFL Draft is in the books. The Chiefs entered this draft with 7 picks, but after the 2 trades, they ended up with 9 picks. It's been a 3-day process. BJ, what did you take away from these 3 days?
Well, besides John Dorsey wheeling and dealing all those picks early in the draft, you look at who they took, starting with Chris Jones, Gavari Russell, you get down to the second day, Eric Murray, and DeMarcus Robinson, their wide receiver out of Florida. They drafted some athletes, and those guys are special. But the player I'm really excited about, Pete, because we went down and watched him at the Senior Bowl, is Stanford quarterback Kevin Hogan. He's the all-time winningest quarterback in Stanford history, and that's a program that's got a pretty rich history of quarterbacks. He was 16-6 in his career against teams in the AP Top 25. Just throughout this process, you were looking for maybe a quarterback that was just destined to play under Alex Smith and play with Andy Reid. Kevin Hogan was that guy. When you talk with David Shaw, the head coach over there at Stanford, he said that Hogan would be given 3 plays to take to the line of scrimmage, and it was up to him to determine what they were going to do. He had those checks and balances, and he had that freedom to make checks at the line of scrimmage, which not a lot of quarterbacks in college have that, and they don't have the mental acuity to do that, which means coming to an offense like Andy Reid runs, you got to like his ability to pick that up. It just seems like a perfect fit.
The Chiefs got Hogan in the 5th round of this draft. He joins Alex Smith, Tyler Bray, and Aaron Murray in that quarterback room heading into training camp. That'll be a position to watch. Another position to watch is the offensive line. The Chiefs wound up taking an offensive guard in the 4th round of this draft, Parker Anger out of Cincinnati. The fun thing about Anger is that tight end Travis Kelce, who played with him at Cincinnati, reached out to him right away, congratulated him on being a Chief, said, reach out to me right when you get here. So these two will be rekindling that Cincinnati spirit when he gets to Kansas City. But this is a guy who can play all along the offensive line, so that'll be important for the Chiefs on the field as well.
Yeah, if you're going to play offensive line for Andy Reid in this offensive scheme, you've got to be versatile, and that's what Anger showed. He started his career for the first couple years playing right tackle, then he moved to right guard, and then as a senior last year, started 13 games at left tackle. And we saw last year, there were 5 Chiefs offensive linemen that started at least 2 different spots. So Anger, having that ability to move around, is obviously going to help him add depth to this roster. I really like this move.
5 defensive players and 4 offensive players added to this team. That's 3 cornerbacks, 2 defensive linemen, 2 wide receivers, an offensive lineman, and a quarterback. All new Chiefs. You can check them out at Chiefs.com. But as for now, he's BJ Kissel, and I'm Pete Sweeney. This has been your draft edition of the Arid Update.